And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday.
Welcome. Hi, Fred.
What's going on?
Hi.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do
things. Water Park Wednesday.
Is it Water Park Wednesday?
Yeah, we don't have to wear shirts today because it's so damn hot.
Okay, yeah.
In our building.
Well, where's the
no,
water?
No. It's only on our side of the building for some reason. I think I haven't been told why exactly, but I think it has to do with that build out they're doing for the extension.
Are they taking all our AC?
I have no idea. I think
are the laborers taking our AC?
They're sucking it through a hose.
Listen, man, if you do construction, you chose that life. You work with no AC.
Okay? No, I think this is just my guess. I think they have to turn it off because of the build out.
Oh, that's garbage.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Carroll's studio is right next to ours, and it's like an ice chest.
Well, his studio is controlled by whatever is in our studio, or your studio, actually. So you guys can crank that thing up and, you know, it can be an ice box in there, but whereas...
You want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hell yeah. I don't care about the rest of these goons.
But will it affect us? Will it cool things off
in
here?
Yeah, it'll be cold in there.
Oh, well good. Then... Okay, yeah, then I'm not even worried about everything
Yeah,
else.
And it helped me in here, too.
Oh, okay.
Well... Then that's what we're going to do.
Well, I've said for a long time, I wish there was no glass between us and Jong.
Yeah.
But now that we're getting the AC, I feel glad that it's there.
I think, yeah.
By the way, happy birthday, Jong.
Thank you.
What are you, 35, 34?
33.
Wow. I remember 33 just like it was 19 years ago.
Yes, Fred.
Wasn't that long ago for you.
And thank you, gentlemen, for the beer.
Hey, you're welcome, sir.
And
we're all pretty easy to buy for each other.
Yeah, is this a twisty? No, it is not.
No, probably not.
Yeah. So it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet,
yeah, just drink that, John.
All right.
That's big. What'd you get him, a crowler?
Yeah, a crowler from Whole Foods.
Nice.
Uh-oh. They do some good IPAs over there. So.
Well, Astros again today.
Los Astros. After the eighth inning, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Astros.
I know what you're saying.
Like
you're putting an extra S in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Hunter wants to know, what are the odds Jong gets birthday sex?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say 100% on
percent
that.
1,000.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this, and this is exactly why I don't let myself get caught up in like Houston sports and like the you know, this is why I don't, you know, have a bunch of Texans gear and Astros gear and Rockets gear, and why I don't buy season tickets, and why I don't let myself become like a fanboy, because all these guys do at the end of the day, they're always going to crap on you. And
that's a Houston team fan mentality, though.
It's Houston sports fan syndrome. I am suffering from, which, by the way, I heard someone call Joel and Barry's show. He's like, I'm 24. I've been a long suffering fan.
Oh God.
Oh, piss off, 24 year old. You're not long suffering.
Yeah. You weren't even born when UH lost to North Carolina State.
You're not long suffering.
I got two words for you, pal.
And I got to be honest, like those Rockets championships, those happened like when I was in high school.
Yeah, that's when the Cowboys were still winning Super Bowls.
They don't. It doesn't even count anymore. No. Like it's that's history.
No,
it's over 20 years. Like we got to stop talking about.
I think here's what your standard should be. If you are legal to drink, and you weren't born when those titles were won, you can't count them anymore. So 21 years.
Okay, so you have to be. So wait a minute. What's Tyler doing?
He's shutting the door.
Did he turn the AC on?
Turn the AC on first.
Yeah. Crank that AC, Tyler, before you get out of here. Yeah.
There we go. Now we're talking. Hell yeah.
Okay, so you're saying...
If you're 21 years old and you weren't born when the team won a title, okay, that's a cutoff.
Okay.
So when you take your first drink and you were born after the Rockets won the title, the title no longer counts.
I think I'm the baseline because when I started watching sports is when the Rockets won their back-to-back.
But you were like five.
No, he was older. He was like probably, what, 10? Like
8 and 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what suckered Jong is Jong was like,
oh, this is the best. The Rockets are the
when
Rockets
you have,
never
you
lose.
Like a team and they just win every year.
And then that's
it's like being a Yankees fan growing up in the 90s. It's like, oh, how easy is this?
No, and the Astros at that time were really good too. And
yeah.
then the Oilers were decent, I think.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, you got to quit counting those. But I got to say, there's two things that I've heard. Oh, no, Houston, here we go again. I think this team's pretty resilient. I don't think it's going to – I think they're going to bounce back today with a good effort. But
you thought that yesterday.
Yeah, well, they did have a good effort until they went to the bullpen.
Well, their bats still suck.
Their bats are not doing enough. There's no question, but it wouldn't have mattered because – and a lot of people were blaming A.J. Hinch and stuff. And it's like, which one of those pitchers – I mean, those are the guys you've been trusting all year, and they all sucked.
Well, here's what I
don't know. I don't know – I mean, what I would have done too much differently there.
Can I make my case?
You can, but I'm just none of those guys pitch worth a damn.
Okay, here's my case. And I didn't have a problem at all with them pulling McCullers when they did.
Yeah, you wanted him out of pitch before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, dude, he's pitched 6 innings for the first time since May or June. That's good. How about a nice pat on the ass? Say, hey, you did great for us.
Hung a slider. Time to get him out of there.
Yeah. And you knew when he went out in the seventh, the leash was going to be incredibly short. He throws a bad pitch, hangs a slider, gets crushed. They pull him. This is really why I would have pulled him before that pitch got thrown. I would have had Brad Peacock out there to finish that game. And we've talked about him. I mean, maybe your most consistent arm all year has been Brad Peacock. You know how many innings he's pitched in this series?
Zero. Yeah. We haven't seen him since the Red Sox series.
Why?
I don't know. That I don't know. But
so if you decide to pitch Morton game 3 and McCullers game 4.
Peacock's in the bullpen, right?
That's your guy. Not Davinsky, who hasn't been an all-star since the all-star break. Forget about that guy.
He was terrible.
You ain't throwing Will Harris out there again.
No.
To me, that was the right answer.
Yeah,
right answer wasn't to bring out Davinsky and
Musgrove.
Yeah, Mussie. No, Brad Peacock was sitting out there. They should have told him from the beginning, hey, if McCullers gets 6, you're in. If McCullers gets 3, you're in. That's what I would have thought the whole mindset should have been from when you chose McCullers to start, first sign of trouble, you're our guy. That would have been my play as the manager. So, I don't have a problem with him pulling McCullers because he did everything that you could have asked from him. And I know it was only the second hit he gave up. He hadn't played in the seventh inning of baseball in 3 months.
I think they were probably looking more at pitch count because his pitch count was really low, and we went over that yesterday.
Well, his pitch count's been low. He's not a guy who works up to 100 pitches very often. And when he does, it's bad.
Plus, but all right, so I'm okay with that, and I don't know why Peacock wasn't used at some point. I don't trust Musgrove as much as obviously the. But those are the guys he's trusted. He's been using Davinsky all year. He's been using Musgrove lately, at least the last couple months. And then Giles comes in, and now they put him in a tough situation, but that's what you're paid for.
Well, he's the closer.
You're paid to get out of that, and yeah, if your pitchers can't do it. And now the good news is at least you got Peacock for today. Does he close for you today after what happened last night or yesterday?
To me.
/ last night?
If Peacock would – if I were A.J. Hinch, I would say, hey, Brad or Bradley. I don't know what he calls him. Or Peacock. I don't know what he calls him. BP? But I'd say, hey, if Keuchel gets into any kind of trouble, you're our guy today.
Well, but you would have told him that yesterday.
Yesterday, I would have for sure.
Yeah.
And Keuchel's honestly the kind of guy who, I mean, unless it's a
really awful day, you're going to stick with him.
I'm riding him out. But McCullers was a guy that, I mean, guys can lie and say, oh, I had all the confidence in the world in McCullers going into that game. If you said that, you're lying or you're just stupid.
That's not what I said. I felt pretty good about him going in is what I said.
Right. But you also understood there was a possibility he could have gotten blown up yesterday.
Yeah, but after two innings, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
he's got it cruising today. Yeah.
I feel like you got what you could have asked from him, and you should have left it.
Yeah, more than you could have. Like I said, if you'd got five innings and two runs out of him, that's pretty damn good. I'd have been happy with
but
that.
But I still say, once you pull him, to me, it was an easy decision who the guy to go to was, and it was 4-1. I mean, with three innings to go, you can choose between letting Peacock pitch the seventh and eighth, and then giving Giles the ninth, or just let Peacock ride it out and save Giles for today. So I just felt like that was the mismanagement, was who they put in.
Yeah, and I don't know why they didn't. And that, I think, is a fair criticism. But I do think once you're using those guys, and they're all sucking, I don't know what you can say about the decisions he made and when he took the guys out. Nope. So, and I think that's a fair criticism, but I have to wonder what was up with that, because it just doesn't make any sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll squeeze in some phone calls. We'll keep you up to date on the game. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. We'll be right back. Have you ever been interested in learning horse racing but don't know where to start? Acing Racing 2016, the audiobook, is your path to winning on the ponies. With basic strategies and advanced wagering techniques, you'll learn everything you need to start betting at the track. Easily downloadable to all smart devices and computers, Acing Racing 2016 is a goldmine of information from me, Fred Fowler. Listen at the gym, in your car, or anywhere. After an hour and a half, you'll be ready to play at any racetrack in America, all for the low, low price of just $12.99. Go to GalMediaPublishing.com to download today. Acing Racing, your key to winning at the track.
All right, guys, shopping for electricity rates, it can be tough. Tri-Eagle knows that, and they're trying to make it easy for you. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, and that means you're going to pay the same no matter how much or how little electricity you use. No hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks or surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. That'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision you can feel good about. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Two outs and Altuve reaches on an error. Man, you'd like to see all these fielding mistakes for the Yankees come back to bite them at some point.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, they got bit, but it was just like a nip. And then they came out and got a bunch of runs last night, so... let's squeeze on a call. Gary, you get to lead it off on What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Hey, doggy fellas. I'm a Cowboys fan. I was wondering, what are the odds of my Dallas Cowboys making the playoffs? I'll hang up and listen to those.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens with Ezekiel Elliott. I think that's a big part of it. At this point, I think they're playing for a wild card, because I think the Eagles are better than them, even with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, that they still have two games with him, so...
Well, I think the Eagles are better than them.
They're playing better than them right now. I don't know that you look at those rosters and you can tell me that, oh yeah, the Eagles are clearly better, because their secondary is just as crappy as the Cowboys. I think they're playing better right now. I think they're a better team right now, and I think they're better coached. But I give them a pretty good chance still, because the Giants are dead. I don't buy the Redskins. And you look at the rest of the NFC, especially with Aaron Rodgers dead. I think that's a team that you would have penciled in the playoffs.
So suddenly
that opens up another spot for somebody, because somebody will win that division. So I give them I'll go 35% chance, maybe 40.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's less than 50-50, but that's still pretty good considering how many teams are in the league there. But, so Astros 0 in the top of the first. Remember when they used to score runs every first inning?
Every first inning.
Yeah.
Remember when that was happening? Red Sox every time.
Yeah. Oh. But so we'll keep you up to date on that as it goes along. And we'll also be having our inning by inning updates again on sportsmap.com, which people seem to be liking, because they're getting a bunch of hits. Did you get to watch any of your Rockets last night?
I did. What's funny is I watched the Rockets until the fourth quarter. And I was so tired. I was like, you know what? I'll watch the rest of the game tomorrow. and I went to sleep. And I, you know, I forget staying up late for West Coast basketball. Like it's going to take me an adjustment again to like, to be into to hoops in the middle of the night.
So you probably just woke up to a bunch of tweets at you this morning.
Of course.
Yeah. What happened to your beloved Warriors?
And then I got up and watched the fourth quarter this morning. It was a good comeback, and it was nice to see. Man, PJ Tucker looks like he could be a nice piece for this team.
Well, and I like the way that when and Bamute, when they were both in there, the defense got better. I mean, they actually played pretty damn good defense in the fourth quarter, and those two guys helped
in the fourth quarter only.
Yeah, well, that's the.
I heard someone call into the last show saying that that's the best defense they've ever seen from James Harden. And listen, let's not get crazy.
Let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps just yet.
It was like they were all. Were they on pace to give up 145 at halftime? Yeah. So and you know what? It's a good win. It's a regular season win, though. I you can't get too high or too low.
Yeah,
about
but it's
them,
opening but, night, so
they ruined the big party.
They did, but I still think there's going to be some issues with Harden and Paul playing together. I think you saw a little bit of that last night. And then
it's going to take some time.
Yeah, and we know that. That's not a big deal. They'll get that together. They're both too good of players.
I'll tell you what. When you see and Draymond leaving that game was big.
Yeah.
You see that team defensively is just not the same without him on the floor. And I think it's warranted that dude wins Defensive Player of the Year every year because the whole dynamic of their team's defense changes when he's not out there. And that last shot. The Kevin Durant shot that was about, I'd say, a quarter of a second, if that, too late. I mean, that changes the whole dynamic of the game. And, the Warriors are puffing their chests out. They won game one. But that's a big win for the Rockets. It's you don't got to play those guys too often. And to get that one, he's got to feel good.
And you figure you're going to get their best shot because it's celebration night for them and first game and everybody's pumped. So
well, and that team is also... It's basically the same squad from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they've kept basically everybody. The Rockets have some gelling to do. There's going to be some rough patches.
There's some
here,
growing pains. Yeah, no question.
But you know, they've got a lot of talent on that roster. So
yeah, well, I think some of the secondary moves that they made, PJ Tucker being one of them, are going to wind up being important as the season goes on, and there'll be moves that we didn't talk a whole hell of a lot about when they did them, but. I think they replaced the depth that they traded to get Chris Paul with some of these guys. And I think they're going to be fun to watch. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's one game. Can't go get too excited over that, but you could certainly enjoy it. Let's try Curtis. Oh, he's not ready yet. Never mind. Oh, there he is. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I love the show. I want to know, what are the odds that Colin Kaepernick plays in the NFL again?
4 or 5%.
I think he'd be a hell of a quarterback in the CFL. He should go up there and play. And they play O Canada before.
I mean, I think he's better than a lot of quarterbacks that are in the league.
I do, too. But at this point, especially when you sue your potential employer.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. If I owned a business and somebody sued me, then I ain't hiring him.
Yep.
So he might
That's
win.
Usually not the start of a good relationship.
He might win his lawsuit and get some money out of me, but he'll never get a job with me.
Yeah.
So... That's kind of that's your weapon of last resort when you do that.
What'd you think of that Cavs? Did you watch any of that? Or
man, I'll tell you what, I watched some of it, but we were still trying to the first part. Man, once Hayward's leg snapped in the wrong direction, I couldn't watch that game.
Oh boy,
yeah, I am squeamish as hell when it comes to legs and arms going the wrong way.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it was, and. After that, I was like, I'm not watching this.
It's actually a pretty good finish. And
yeah, Kyrie, I did watch the last 2 minutes.
Kyrie had a really good game and got really close at the end. And you know, and it looks like all the beef is squashed between him and LeBron and him and everybody. But I still don't understand the call to go there. You know, like why you want to be there instead of playing with LeBron. But And the Celtics are another team that there's going to be growing pains. There's going
to
be
there's one less guy to adjust to now.
Yeah, but somebody's got to step up and fill those shoes now. And although Jaylen Brown, he looks like a player.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good. Both games were close at the end, and that's what I mean. I'm sure the NBA is excited about it. Had I known that the Rockets were going to make it a game, I would have probably tried to stay awake for the fourth quarter. But I didn't. So I was like, I'll wake up tomorrow to a 20-point Warriors win. But now the Warriors are probably going to go 0-82.
No, I don't think that's
you don't
gonna,
think
they're
so?
Gonna, they're going to go 2-80.
Okay.
They'll win a couple. They got Sacramento on the
that's
schedule.
True.
They'll
okay.
be fine. Right. They'll be fine. Don't worry about them. Phoenix. They'll beat Phoenix once. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
But it's always cool to see, but you know, now we can kind of ignore the NBA until football's over.
Yeah.
Kind of what generally happens here.
That's what I like to do.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see the latest on the Samantha Ponder Barstool beef?
No.
You know what's going to happen. If you call somebody out, somebody's going to go back and find old tweets. Yeah, it's like that. The woman with Cam Newton, right? Well, guess what the Barstool folks did? She was pissed off that Portnoy referred to her as the slut.
Yeah.
And went back and found a tweet, 2010, watching the Lakers in the finals is like watching the slutty girl win best looking in high school. She probably deserves it, but ooh.
That's Samantha Ponder
wrote
that?
Yeah, Samantha Ponder wrote that.
Whoops.
It said, if you ever want to learn about your family, play a game called Say Anything. Apparently, my family is sexist, racist, and a little redneck. Portnoy tweeted at her, welcome to the mud.
I've always thought that if I ever get like really famous, I'm gonna pay someone to go through and delete all the inappropriate tweets that I've ever made, which is basically like all my tweets.
Oh, believe me, if they ever dug back into yours, they'd find all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure they find some in mine, too, but... I want to say this because I like what they've done at Barstool. I like how they've built that thing up into what it is and you know turned it into a business from basically just a bunch of guys goofing off to the point where ESPN wants to have their show on. And I was talking to a friend of mine who says mostly what this is about is there's people at ESPN who thought they should have a show before these guys. Their podcast is one of the most popular on the planet. You know, I think they've done a little better than some of you guys have. And it's just because they did it a little bit differently. But I respect the hell out of the way they built that up.
You're not allowed to respect it.
Well, I am allowed to respect it. And if that makes
I should have gotten that show.
Well, I would have liked that show, too.
I think we would have fit perfectly.
Yeah, I'm very jealous about this. But, no, they do a lot of the same stuff we do. They're inappropriate. There's a line that they cross constantly in attempts to be funny, and I like what they do. I enjoy their website. I don't listen to the podcast because I don't really do the podcast thing that much, except for Jong's great podcast, which you know you should check out, Comicast. But
I don't listen to that, but I tell people to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. As long as you tell people to.
Yeah.
Well, that and you always tell us what's on there.
I don't listen to any podcast, but I always tell people, hey, you want to do a Booger Eater podcast, listen to Jong.
Well, Gygax.
You should always listen to the podcast of this show if you miss it, though.
Right.
And the pregame line with RJ Bell on Tuesday nights on SB Nation Radio.
Yeah, but I would have listened to
all that. Just that.
Yeah. That's it. Stop there. Comicast, that. See, now you're going to have, you know, then like Raheel's going to be called, what about my podcast?
It's like, no. Dude, Raheel has his own show.
Yeah. You got four people listening. Yeah, you're
Raheel,
okay.
Raheel, you're wasting material. Like, when you do a show, if you're leaving your best stuff for your podcast, you're not helping me out. We're all supposed to be a team on this radio station, and you're saving your best stuff for some other medium. I don't like that.
I mean, most of his podcasts are not non-sports related. It's like restaurants and
most of our show stuff is non-sports
related.
That's true.
Yeah. But
you have a point there, AJ.
That's right.
I'm just going to go on record as saying I am Team Barstool in this battle.
Okay. Over Ponder because she's a woman?
And
you're a sexist pig.
Oh, that's sexist.
Yeah, I'm a sexist pig.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, Dallas Keuchel looking very, very sharp. Ground out to the pitcher first at bat, and then struck out Judge and I think Sanchez.
Mott said, so basically you respected Barstool once ESPN acknowledged him. Now, I've been talking about this forever, Lawant. And as a matter of fact, AJ can vouch for this. When they were kicked off Radio Row at the Super Bowl,
yeah, Fred wanted to get them on our show.
I tried to arrange to actually go out to Bel Air where they were staying, and we couldn't make it work so I could interview them.
And we talked about when they were protesting the NFL offices.
Yeah, we were long been on Barstool's side, so nice try, bud.
Why am I so sleepy?
I don't know. Why are you sleepy?
You want some beer?
No, that won't help.
Hey, is Eric coming today?
Eric's coming on Thursday. I told you that yesterday.
I can't remember whether you told me today or Thursday. I was distracted by the game. I'm trying not to watch the game, but I am. So can't be.
It's Zero Acero.
Is that like another Japanese pitcher?
No, it's 0-0.
Is that racist?
It is, really.
Probably.
Yuli at the plate.
And a sharp.
Yuli,
he's going to double.
The first hit of the game.
Wow.
Man, that guy is on fire.
Yeah, I like.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, him and Altuve, that's
it. Him and Altuve are the only guys hitting.
It's the hair.
It's got to be.
All right, guys. You know what? They're probably going to hit better when they get home because they'll be sleeping on mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers, I would guess. Because who else would? I mean, if you're not sleeping on one of those, shame bell. Texas Mattress Makers is terrific. And if you're in the market for a new mattress, then you need to swing by there because here's what they do. You're going to save 50% off retail prices. That's guaranteed. And now, how about this? Take 25% off beyond that when you visit the showroom. This offer is only for the showroom, but they've got all mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options, just as long as it's in the showroom, 25% off the factory price. That's because they can do that because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. And you can expect the best in handcrafted, custom-fitted beds. And I'll tell you what, man, you need to support local businesses like this. These are the guys I love doing business with because Yuval and Rachel and Lax and all the people over there are just fantastic people who want to help you sleep better, want to help you save money, and they do so much in the community. I mean, these are the kind of guys that you want to support. Go visit them today. Visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com. Or better yet, just go by 4619 Navigation. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. They're at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So we mentioned Barstool also got that guy from Fansided who took the moral high ground. You can take a moral high ground, you better not have anything. Lamont says he's drinking this stuff. He's already drunk tweeting three swigs in. That's pretty.
Get it.
Yeah. Brian says, sorry to hear about your boy, Gord Downey. Well,
Fred's not.
I am and I'm not. I mean,
he gave you the lead.
It did give me the lead in the Deadpool.
So yeah, a commanding lead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Who was your first hit?
Sir John, what's his face?
He was really old.
He was like 68.
Okay.
He wasn't as old as you think.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I had two people die, but they were both pretty old. Like, Mary Tyler Moore was like 83, I think.
Yeah, so but you had two to my one.
And I had Roger Ailes, who was 77.
Yeah.
And
that's the one that gave you the lead.
He died like 2 days after his birthday. He would have got me one extra point. If I lose by 1 point, I'm really going to hate Roger Ailes. And it's okay to hate him because he was like a creepy dude.
Astros strand Yuli Gurriel at third.
Womp womp along.
Yeah. Yeah, those are definitely sipping beers there. So, John, how's yours, John?
Pretty good.
Not it's, bad, huh?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
How's your day been? How's your birthday been?
It's been okay.
What's the big plan?
Might go catch the rest of the Astros game somewhere after this and then maybe do. I think Lincoln Bar has steak night. I think we might hit up that and Teresa came down during lunch, and we had lunch together.
That's cool. You guys still like each other. That's important.
Yeah.
Dinner tonight?
Yeah, steak night, I think.
Steak night. And then you're going to give her the steak night, right?
I'm just going to sip some beer.
Okay. It's okay. You can talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, dude, there's a reason I'm flying to Chicago this weekend. I'm just saying. It's okay. You can talk about it. It's fine. When Beth gets here, you could talk about it.
How long has Val been gone?
2.5 weeks. And she's going to be gone another two after this.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm squeezing in a quick trip to Chicago. And she's going to have to work for half of it. So, basically, I was asking AJ for recommendations for breweries out in Schaumburg. So, I'll be doing a lot of that probably more than anything else. But plus, I just want to get out of town for a couple of days. And there's no Texans game. 713-780-ESPN. It's awesome because I was telling you, I finally feel caught up It's the little things in life you appreciate. Like, I got to go get the car serviced today. I went and got a haircut. I got it washed. Like, all the stuff I hadn't been able to do. Like, the engine oil light's been on for 3 weeks. And I feel like my life is getting back to normal, finally. And we're putting a bunch of good stuff on Sports Map. That's all going to change when we get videos going. It's going to get bad. 713-780-ESPN. Eeks wants to know who does Astros commentary because he's horrible. I don't know. We have the sound down, so I assume it's Buck is doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Buck and Smoltz. Yeah.
Yeah. But, man, they – I don't know about Buck in particular, but – and we talked about this, how they're always going to focus on the Yankees. My God, Fox was punching their clowns so hard last night. And deservedly so. They won the game, and it was impressive.
And they got another game.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they were just all over them. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have a college football question for you because we didn't get to do our rankings.
Ah.
Who would you have in the playoff right now? Like, if the proverbial, if the season ended today.
Alabama, obviously.
No, you can't have Alabama.
Yeah, I would have Alabama. Jeez. I would have... See, I know, and I want to say Georgia because... But they're going to
wind up. They're going to wind up playing each other, but how about this?
But based on what they've done to date...
Yep, they're in.
Bama, Georgia, Penn State, TCU. Sorry, Wisconsin. Sorry, Miami's the most fraudulent team in the top 10.
Yeah.
If you really think Miami's a good football team, I don't know what to tell you. If you've watched them, I mean, I guess if you just look up and say, "Oh, they're 5-0, they must be good." Okay, then that's cool. But if you think Miami's a good football team, I'm sorry. If
you
think
they're one of the haven't really watched them.
You
play.
Think they're one of the 8 best teams in the country?
Yeah. Well, they may be because who knows what some of these teams are now.
No,
I didn't. Honestly, I thought Washington was really good.
I'd take Washington to beat Miami.
Probably, but I'd certainly take Miami to beat Arizona State.
Who would you take, Oklahoma or Miami?
I'd take Oklahoma.
Not even Oklahoma State or Miami?
I'd still take Oklahoma State, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of starting to wonder
I'll get down to like where I'd take Michigan over Miami.
Not with their quarterback situation.
I'd take Michigan State over Miami. I'd take Auburn, 2-loss Auburn over Miami.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going down that far.
Yeah, I would.
But it's going to play out. They're going to play good teams at some point.
They lucked out that Florida State's quarterback died.
Yeah, that's part of it.
But they'll have Virginia Tech and Notre Dame back to back, and that should settle everything. Because that's 2 more teams that I would take over Miami.
Well, we'll find out. That's why they play the games, AJ.
That is.
That's why. Yeah, but teams like Washington State that I thought were good. Yeah. Well, and they're still good, but they're not contenders.
They're not contenders. I never thought Washington State was a contender.
Me either.
But Washington, I did think, was pretty good. And they just totally crapped the bed. That whole state.
Yeah.
That whole conference is crapped the bed.
I blame the whole state. Well, I think what's funny is.
Who in their conference is good?
You know who's playing great
really
now?
Really good.
You know who's playing great now is Stanford.
Too late.
I know it's too late. They got off to a bad start. They lost to USC. Yeah. So.
Lost to USC and lost to They lost to San Diego State. You can't overcome that. And San Diego State's good for
what they are.
Yeah. You know, they're not a joke, obviously. But now that they've lost a game, you basically lost to a Mountain West team. There was a time when you could have said, well, we lost to the undefeated Mountain West team, but then
right.
Now that's gone. You just lost to a Mountain West team.
And Mark giving me beer suggestions in Chicago. I'm actually going to be stuck in Schaumburg for the 2 days. So
I think I hooked you up with some good recommendations,
and I appreciate that. So I'm gonna hit those. I think she's got to work Saturday afternoon, so I'm just going to go get sloppy drunk.
There you
I'm
go.
Supposed to have dinner with her and her coworkers that
oh,
night.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm going to show up totally trash.
Are you going to have to hit up, what's that pizza place?
Malnati's, yeah.
Yes, you're going to hit that place up?
I am going to find a way to do that, because I think one way or another I'm getting a pizza from Lou Malnati's. I don't know how I'm doing it yet, but I'm doing it. I don't think there's one out there, but... We shall see.
Oh, I thought it was from Chicago.
It is, but I'm in a suburb.
Oh, okay.
I'm in like the equivalent of the Woodlands. Is this it's because all I know is I looked up how far an Uber trip it was from Midway Airport to there, and it's an hour. So that's what I'll do. I'll go downtown first, get my pizza, and then go out
you
there.
You need to take a train, though, not the Uber.
I don't want to mess with the train. I don't like those trains.
Okay.
I'm an Uber kind of guy. Double for the Yankees.
You tell people to take the train here, and the train here doesn't really even go anywhere.
Well, yeah.
It's like a straight up and down line of two blocks, yeah. And you're like, oh, I'll take the train.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll do that. We'll see. I haven't thought it out yet. All I thought about, okay, I'm going to be there for 2 days. I'm going to have some free time. What's the best brewery
where I'm staying?
That's what I was thinking. I have not thought about this other stuff yet, about how I'm going to get there from the airport.
You've got your priorities in order.
Oh, because you've been on a dry spell? Is that what you're thinking up first?
Yeah.
I guess if I was away from Teresa for that long.
Kick in the hotel room door and rip her clothes off and make sweet, sweet love?
Honestly,
floor?
I don't even know if she's going to be at the hotel when I get there, which is why... That's why this whole go downtown, get Lou Malnati thing is starting to make sense. Says I don't know what her schedule's going to be, because she was supposed to be off all 3 days, and now she's got to work at least half of one of them. So... I have mixed feelings. It's either I hope she's working in the morning and then I'll go get pizza. But if she's working in the afternoon, I'm going to go to the brewery and just try every beer there so I can get sloppy drunk.
There you go.
So my plans are kind of up in the air. It just depends.
You know what else is about to be up in the air?
A basketball.
Tip-off. The home tip-off for the Rockets. We talked about that game earlier. 58 points from the bench. Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker and company, they put on a show last night. When his starters struggled, and particularly Chris Paul struggled in his new environment, but they picked him up and got a big win over the defending NBA champs. Houston Rockets opening night, Saturday night at Toyota Center. Join James Harden, Chris Paul, and all those fantastic bench players and the Rockets as they host the Dallas Mavericks. The first 15,000 fans through the door, commemorative Rockets opening night T-shirt presented by Toyota. Budweiser liftoff party starts at 4:30. Live music provided by Houston band Breakfast at Tiffany's. Go to rockets.com to get your tickets today. Let's run as one with the Rockets. You know, you got 41 of these things. You got to get out to as many of them as you can. The Rockets season starts on Saturday night against the Mavericks. For more information, of course, go to rockets.com.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds Wednesday? And thankfully, several people telling me there's a Lou Malnati's in Schaumburg, so I'm good.
Illuminati?
Lou Malnati's.
Oh.
Stop. Yeah, there's probably Illuminati there, too, because they're everywhere. Who knows? I might be one. You might be one.
Zero chance of that.
Jong might be one. There might be some special birthday gift.
No. No Asians in Illuminati.
None?
No, I don't think so.
Why not? Is that a white people thing?
I don't know.
I think it's mostly white people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you would be the one.
Yeah, but I think there's probably I know there's a few black people in it for sure. Like Jay-Z and Beyonce are for sure there.
Colin Kaepernick?
No.
Oh, he would have a job if he was.
Yeah.
By the way, Astros losing 1-0.
I'm trying to think.
After two.
Illuminati Asians. Who are the most famous Asians?
Are you going to Google Illuminati Asians to see?
No, but I was trying to think of who the most famous, Asian celebs are.
Jackie Chan.
I guess he's up there for sure.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be number one currently?
Jong, what do you think? What says you? Is he number one?
In terms of popularity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would be bigger than Jackie Chan?
I don't know. I guess... I guess Tiger Woods is an Asian.
Yeah, we claim him.
But I don't think he's in the Illuminati, or he would have,
Yeah, he wouldn't
his
suck.
Life would be better.
Yeah, he wouldn't suck right now.
We claim the Wu-Tang Clan, too, but I don't think they're Illuminati.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Yeah, I mean, you might be right. Jackie Chan may be the most famous Asian to Americans.
Tim, I just realized I'm not that far from Arlington Park. There might be some horse racing in my future this weekend, too.
Okay.
Man, maybe. I hope, kind of hope she works the whole weekend. I'll find plenty of things to do.
You know who could be Illuminati, based on what he did last night, is Yu Darvish. That was like an Illuminati outing last night. And
Yu Darvish, not more famous than Jackie Chan.
No, but I think we can agree, whatever you think about the Astros or the Yankees or anyone else, the Dodgers are the team to beat to become the World Series champions.
Agreed.
They look the best. I'm not saying that they're unbeatable, because they're not, but I think they're gonna be favored against whichever one of these teams they see. And I think the Cubs are dead. They're dead in the
water.
Yeah,
and I think of the four teams left, the Cubs were the worst one.
I kind of thought so, too. I just didn't buy into the Cubs this year.
And McCann goes down swinging.
Damn, I didn't get a chance to predict his non-home run this time.
Home Tanaka strong.
Tanaka Illuminati?
Only when he's pitching at home. Okay. If he were really Illuminati, all his starts would be at home. Right?
Interesting.
Yeah, that's next level thinking.
A caller said George Takei.
George Takei?
Takei, I'm sorry.
He's not Illuminati. No way.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
He's still not more famous than Jackie Chan.
No.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Yeah, 409 says the Asian from The Hangover is probably the most famous. You don't even know his name. You don't even know his name. How can he be more famous than Jackie Chan?
Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
He's one of mine.
But the texter didn't know his name. That's my point. How can he be more famous? Oh, well.
Yeah, Jackie Chan, probably the most famous.
He has that one movie coming out, that one really, really serious movie. It looks really good.
I don't like serious Jackie Chan.
I don't know,
Chan.
Man. It looks really good.
It actually does look good, but I'm not a big fan of serious Jackie
All
Chan.
All that
either.
is I've seen this movie.
Taken?
It's called Taken, yeah. This is Asian Taken. That's all it is.
Asian British Taken?
Yes.
Interesting. Connie Chung from Peyton Girl, Texas.
I don't think more famous.
I think we've got the winner with Jackie Chan.
But I don't think he's Illuminati. I don't think he's famous enough for it.
Oh, I never got to finish. I right now I might still have a one-loss Clemson in over TCU.
Really?
Yeah.
They lost to Syracuse.
They did. It was a bad loss, but I still think they've played better than everybody else. I'd have TCU in there right now, but I'd have Clemson pretty close. Ohio State too.
Ohio State's up there too.
Yeah, and especially the way Ohio State's
playing. If you
playing.
Told me who will be in at the end of the year, Ohio State would be on my list.
Yeah. Cheryl from Beaumont here. I've been an Oklahoma fan for 55 years and an alum. I'd take anyone over Miami. I didn't realize Oklahoma had that much hate for Miami.
Oh, I found a list of Illuminati.
Oh, really?
You want to hear some of the people they think are Illuminati? Website?
How did that ball drop in? The hell?
Well, George Springer finally got his second hit of the series.
Are you saying George Springer's out of the slump? Did he break the game open just now? Are you saying this is just like a brief stutter step in his slump?
People throwing out Jet Li and
Jet Li's not an Illuminati.
No, but he's also not Jackie Chan famous.
No, I'm not making a stuttering joke. I'm just saying this is a quick break in his
slump. Stop.
Don't put that on me. I don't need that right now. Okay, you want this list of Illuminati?
Yes.
Angelina Jolie is Illuminati.
Yeah, we knew
according
that.
To this website.
We knew that.
I'm not even going to give the website's name. I'm just going to say this website.
Illuminati.com.
It is, Illuminati.com. They've got a list of all their members. Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Britney Spears. That's surprising?
No.
You think she's that big, huh? Let's see. Kim Kardashian.
Not shocked there. Which means Kanye, too, of course.
Rihanna.
Okay.
Halle Berry.
Really?
Beyonce.
We knew that.
Miley Cyrus, huh? Madonna.
No shocker.
Kanye.
Well, I just assumed that because he was part of the Kardashian team.
Barack Obama.
No.
George W. Bush.
No.
W?
Say it ain't so.
Adolf Hitler.
Okay. Somebody's just out to get the
Did Adolf Hitler and Kanye West, you think they talk stuff over? Or is that like, Lady Gaga?
Well, yeah, that one makes sense.
Justin Bieber, Jay-Z.
A Canadian?
Yeah, that's why I don't get that. Michael Jackson, Joseph Stalin, Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations.
Ron Reagan?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you denigrate Ronald Reagan in front of me.
Dick Cheney? They let vice presidents in the Illuminati? That seems like...
Well, he had to get shot. Or he had to shoot somebody.
Yeah. That's interesting. It says that most recently, several Illuminati conspiracy theories have surfaced that Trayvon Martin was killed as an Illuminati sacrifice. Allegedly, his death served two purposes: to distract the American public from things that the government were doing, and to provide Dick Cheney with a heart transplant.
Okay, I do not give out that website. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
John Kennedy, Alicia Keys, Bill Gates, Winston Churchill.
Oh, stop.
Hillary Clinton. If Hillary was Illuminati, she would have won, right?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Not unless Donald Trump was.
I can't
also
believe they would let Lil Wayne in.
Yeah.
That just seems like overboard. Jay-Z, okay, but Lil Wayne? Eminem? Nicki Minaj? They're just letting anybody in the damn Illuminati these days.
You know what? I think you have a chance, Hoffman.
Bono makes sense.
Yeah, he's weird.
David Bowie, LeBron James, Bob Hope.
David Bowie is not an Illuminati.
Puff Daddy.
David Bowie is dead.
Well, I mean, so is Hitler. There's a lot of dead people.
Well,
this
that's
thing.
Not what they say. He still could be in Brazil.
Well, Joseph Stalin is officially dead.
Do we know that? See, they're Illuminati. They might be hiding somewhere.
George H.W. Bush.
And they'll probably live to be 150.
Chris Brown. That seems. That also seems like a guy who wouldn't make the cut if I were in charge of like who's going to make it as Illuminati. Franklin Roosevelt, Nixon, Whitney Houston, Tupac. Ben Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, we're getting Prince Charles, Ted Kennedy, era, Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger, yeah, Gorbachev?
Not with that thing on your head. You Russian?
No way.
No, we can't have Russians in there.
Quincy Jones, Kris Kristofferson. Rumored not only to be a member of the Illuminati, but is also suspected of being a drug runner for the CIA. I love this website. Dr. Dre, Queen Elizabeth, and Tony Blair. The list goes on, but we have to go to a break eventually.
Yeah, I also... People throwing out like Yao Ming and Jeremy Lin for this. Movie famous, yeah, way
movie
more
famous
than sports famous.
Sports famous every time.
And a couple people said Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, that might be, that might rival.
Because
he's sports famous internationally. But to Americans, the most famous Asian is Jackie Chan.
Yeah, Jackie Chan. And Jaron says, check out Steve Aoki. I see his face every time I go to Vegas, but he's not more famous than Jackie Chan. Although, remember we did that list of what DJs make? He was like third, I think, maybe?
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
The kids love him.
Huh?
You crazy kids. You're making Steve Aoki millions of dollars. Hmm. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Carbach. Hey, Fred, Eric's going to be here tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
you sure?
Thursday.
You sure you can't drop by today?
And
I could use a beer today.
Nope, and I'm stoked about it. We're going to try some of that BBH espresso. And if you haven't been out to the restaurant, I highly recommend that. Open 7 days a week. Fantastic food that all pairs really well with the best Carbach brews. Excuse me. And coming up Sunday, November 5th at Carbach, the first annual Foam Hinge. This year's music lineup: Back in Black, an AC/DC tribute band, Barnes Courtney, who's a UK rocker, Texas metal legends The Sword, and the mighty Blue Oyster Cult will be headlining the show. Great food and beer choices on the Carbach Beer Garden grounds. They're going to tap into some special casks and barrel-aged offerings to celebrate a great day of music. Gates open at 1:30. Tickets at carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. The tickets, you can get early bird tickets. Well, nope, just kidding. Early bird tickets are gone. So general admission's $20. $25 day of, and if you want to get the VIP treatment, $75. That includes separate VIP entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, so you don't have to use a porta potty. three beers of your choice, access to special tappings and buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. Gates open at 1:30. The music starts at 2:30. And once again, it's the first annual Foam Hinge coming up November 5th. For tickets, go to carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. Native in the projects, so today love my dark skin, bitch, I'm going on.